Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan in Georgia with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the Real Estate Institute of Queensland has released figures showing that in the June quarter of 2023, rental vacancies statewide rose to 1% for the first time since December 2021. However, there was only a minor increase in rental vacancy in the Brisbane and Greater Brisbane area, while holiday areas saw the greatest rise in rental vacancy, most likely due to the winter climate.
University of Queensland vet researchers are trialling two new vaccine formulas, helping dogs that have been diagnosed with a common bone tumour. Dr. Abhilasha Dardich from UQ's School of Vet Science said the vaccines are attempting to wake up the dog's immune system to help them fight off the spread of cancerous cells.
In national news, some farmers believe they are being unfairly compensated for the land in the push from governments to acquire land for renewable energy. They are also worried that if they don't agree and accept the compensation being offered, the land will be taken compulsorily by the government. There are calls for the development and acquisition of lands to be paused until its impact on local communities and landholders can be assessed.
Content warning, this story contains mentions of suicide. This may be sensitive for some. If you are in need of support, you can access help available at Lifeline at 131114. Former Navy divers have expressed criticism regarding the lack of support received from the Australian Defence Force at the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide. Ashley Simmons, a former member of the Navy, was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and said he never received any support from the ADF. This culture of the ADF ignoring these issues is what led to the beginning of the Royal Commission in 2021.
In international news, the Iraqi government said it would sever diplomatic ties with Sweden if they continue to allow the burning of the Quran in a planned protest. Angered by the decision by the Swedish government, protesters swarmed and overran, lit fire in the Swedish embassy in Baghdad in response. Others were protesting by conducting morning prayers outside the embassy, while some brought large photos of influential Iraqi politician Muqtada al-Sadr.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.